Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Former President Donald Trump was in and out of Atlanta's Fulton County Jail in about a half an hour. But while he was there, he was booked and photographed, as he now faces more than a dozen Georgia state charges connected to alleged efforts to change the state's presidential vote in 2020. On his way back to New Jersey, he had a few remarks.
We did nothing wrong at all, and we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think it's very dishonest.
Trump lost dozens of lawsuits in legal efforts to challenge the Biden victory. Legal analyst Lori Levinson now takes a look at a late change in his Georgia legal team.
I think that he has tapped an excellent lawyer who knows the law and especially knows this RICO law. But the one question is whether he will be able to follow his lawyer's directions, because at this point, that's going to be critical.
With more from Atlanta, CBS's Nicole Killian.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene told reporters she's very angry about what's happening right now. And that really is the sentiment that we heard from a lot of the demonstrators, some of them telling me that they feel this entire experience is demeaning for the former president, that they believe that he didn't do anything wrong. But at the same time, they feel that his surrender could embolden him politically.
Hundreds of thousands of people are in the dark at this hour in parts of Michigan as severe weather slams into the state. Apparent tornadoes touch down, flipping over vehicles, causing roof damage. WWJ-TV forecaster Stacy DeFord.
We are getting reports of lots of damage. We've got roads closed. We've got flooding in the area. That system moving out of the area, heading over the water. And we are going to see that continue to move out throughout the overnight hours.
Heaviest hit area near Lansing. The number of people confirmed dead in the nearly destroyed Hawaiian town of Lahaina is now 115, including the first known child victim. And with more from Maui correspondent Ben Tracy.
The amount of fire destruction that's happened here makes everything blend together. So,
Mike Pruitt is part of FEMA's search team, now focused on combing through the town's multi-story and commercial properties. Hundreds of emergency personnel and 50 canine units are part of the search.
Why is it taking so long to get through the entire town?
It takes inch by inch.
Not a last-minute scrub, but several hours before a scheduled launch of a NASA and SpaceX astronaut mission to the International Space Station.
The launch postponed for 24 hours to allow mission managers to close out a couple of items and to resolve just one minor technical issue with one piece of open paperwork.
NASA's Rob Navia says they'll now try for Saturday morning, 3:27 a.m. Eastern Time. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists in their own words.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of a low of around 64 overnight under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 84. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, lows around 58, partly cloudy. Mid-70s, Saturday, upper 70s, Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, let's call it the Hangover Edition. Dom, I'll try to be quiet for you.
Hey, Crudy. Good to be with you, Nate. Working the board, working hard today. Our fair audience, thank you for coming out and partying with us last night. And yes, I did stay out a little too late.
How can I be the fresh, bushy-tailed one today, Dom? How could that be possible?
I don't know, man. But it was a great time. And we actually did watch some of the debate as well.
I listened on our competitor's inferior radio station down the dial. Had to listen to it on the radio. I was driving back from Milwaukee. But Dom lets us acknowledge all the good folks, especially Maggie Dawn and Jim Santel, two fine attorneys in their own regard, and fine show host right here on the Civic Media Network. Jim does the morning cannolis 9 to 11 on Saturdays. And of course, Maggie Dawn has the greatest lead-in ever. She comes up immediately following this fine product at 6 o'clock Central Time. And Joe Sopecki, our buddy, Vegas Joe, Coach Joe. I wonder if they also had morning practice this morning, you know, in deference to the,
the
hot
be over
weather.
Now, man.
No, right. The hot weather. They're moving the practices up. Kids too hot to practice in the afternoon. And of course, we made some friends down. Jeff from Shorewood, met him for the very first time last night. He left an impression, I'll just say that.
Yeah, Katie, thank you for introducing him to this show. And of course, got to thank our host, Terry at the Roman Coin. Always a blast at the coin.
Yeah, I had a great time. Lots of good people there. Lots of cookies.
Lots.
And sweets. That last lot of cookies that came in, Dom, what was that? Like 24 cookies. That nice blonde lady that came in the red dress there and brought us the cookies.
I couldn't believe it. There's so many cookies.
There were so many cookies.
Empanada desserts and Jim brought cannolis.
Oh, they were excellent. Wow. Cannolis from Glorioso's on Brady Street. So the net was, I really didn't have to eat dinner last night, Dom. Just sweets. Just desserts. Skip dinner, went straight to the desserts. You went straight to the bottom of a bottle, apparently.
Cookies and rum, cookies and tequila. Yeah, it's
you want to hear the most shocking part?
What?
I got on the scale this morning. You want to hear the shocking part? 238.
You weigh Trump's weight.
238. I've gone down in weight. How? I must have sweated 5 pounds off my fat you-know-what yesterday.
Right.
Heaving gear around Milwaukee, but had a great time. And my compliments to the coverage on Civic Media. I know a lot of you stuck around and listened to it. Thanks for doing so. I took a look at the overnights down. They were good. Lots of people engaging.
Well done. Yeah.
Despite the absence of Donald Trump yesterday. I mean, something of a spit in the face to the great state of Wisconsin. Now, I know you don't care if Trump didn't show up. But if
Wait. Trump didn't show up, right? We can all agree on that. And I said Trump wouldn't show up, so I was right, Curdy. Can you say that? Say it. Can I hear it? Come on.
I can say that. You were right, Tom. You were
right. All
right. I will acknowledge in this rare case, you are the correct party. And I was incorrect because I said Donald Trump would be in Milwaukee. How could you miss the opportunity? This is a swing state. This is perhaps the most important battleground in the entire United States. And you're going to skip it for an interview with Tucker rhymes with Tucker? Come on, man. If I was a Republican, if I was an independent, if I'm still waiting to make up my mind, you know, who should I vote for next fall? Well, I can tell you, you're not off on the right foot, Donald Trump. Wasn't that the criticism of Hillary Clinton? She didn't come around. She won the primary and didn't come around. Well, Trump had his opportunity in Milwaukee, where the RNC, where we're, not you and Crudy, Dom, we're not anointing our nominee in Milwaukee, but I'm pretty sure we'll be at the party. And Dom, he didn't bother showing up for the presidential debate. It seemed a little lackluster in his absence. Although I got to tell you, I found that debate to be a little more substantive than I would have guessed. I didn't regret listening to it immediately. It took like 23 minutes.
That was it? That's all you got? That was the flavor?
23 minutes. Then I drove out of the inferior nighttime signal of our righty-whitey competitors down the dial. Dom, we've got one bite in particular of Donald Trump. Donald Trump did his own thing. And while you were watching the debate and partying with the good people, and I was sneaking home while the getting was good, and listening to the debate between the static on, you know, righty-whitey talk radio, our pal, our hardworking producer, Nate, was watching the Trump interview.
So we didn't have to. Thank you, Nate.
And the state of Wisconsin was a point of reference, and Nate did the hard work, so we're going to play it for you. Nate, play it for the people. You did the hard work. Cut number 10, Trump on the great state of Wisconsin.
Because if you looked at what went on in Wisconsin, who, by the way, now agree with me, Wisconsin has been virtually, other than the fact they're not allowed to do anything statutorily, but Wisconsin has been, I mean, what they found is incredible. I mean, we won Wisconsin.
Well, why didn't we know that the whole time? They won Wisconsin, didn't you know?
Wow.
Despite the findings of the court and the lawsuit and the Electoral College. And hell, even
and
Mike Pence on stage
last night.
The Wisconsin
Institute for Law and Liberty and so on and so on and so on. But no, he won Wisconsin.
Or so he told Tucker Rems with Tucker last night.
Maybe that's why he felt like he didn't have to show up. Hey, I already won once there. Twice. I won twice there.
You know, normally we don't take them out of order. Get to Gary real quick. I see our conservative love muffin.
Love muffin.
He could be a monkey. You can't tell with Gary. Still owes us dinner and drinks, I believe.
And drinks.
We were in town last night. We should have been able to redeem one or the other of those things. Because there are people buying me drinks, and I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm taking her easy tonight. No, you need a shot. You need a shot. No, not really. No.
I'm good.
844-967-2789. Our conservative pal, Gary. Gary, did you catch the big debate last night?
Hey, Gary.
Absolutely. Yeah, hi, you guys. Yeah, I watched, my wife and I watched it together. I was the Mama Sami guy or whatever his name is. He was an embarrassment as far as I'm concerned. The guy came across as a nutcase. Too hyper. going out there and bragging he's the only guy that's not bought and paid for. I thought that was really stupid of him.
Which ones are bought and paid for, Gary?
I think they're all bought and paid for. Most of them are.
And, okay, please continue,
most politicians on both sides. As far as Donald Trump not showing up, he actually showed up in spirit, and he creamed everybody last night.
And do you believe the statement he made to Tucker Carlson last night? Because he did acknowledge the state of Wisconsin. In fact, Gary, he says he won the state of Wisconsin. Do you believe the former president when he makes that public statement here in 2023, running in 2024?
In his mind, he won all the close states. I know he thinks he won Georgia, and he wanted more votes. He said, you know, go find me 10,000 votes that I need or whatever.
10,780. 11,780, actually. Technically,
whatever.
One more than he had.
Yes, go ahead. Finish.
In his mind, he thinks he won it. His handlers told him that he won it. So he believed it, okay? So that's what he's doing.
That's actually not true. And I think in the trial, you're going to see, I mean, all the attorneys around him said he didn't win it. I mean, they commissioned two separate studies that they didn't release, but we later found out that the campaign paid people to research it, Gary, and they told him, no, you didn't win it. So, maybe someone like the pillow guy got in his ear, Gary. But whether or not he believes it in his mind is absolutely irrelevant to the facts.
But Gary just said you believe that Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin, right, Gary? I just heard you say that.
Yes.
So do you question the mental capacity of a candidate that 3.5 years later, despite all the evidence to the contrary, despite criminal indictments for his actions in response to this, let's call it a misconception for argument's sake, Gary. But at some point, doesn't this become a question of bad decision-making? And the fact that he can't move beyond the 2020, the fact that he's still talking about it with Tucker last night, what about 2024? What about the future of our nation, Gary? Where was the vision?
He's doing the same thing Hillary. Hillary will never let it go, and Donald Trump will never let it go. So they're both even. So they kind of whatever. But
she's not going to be on the ballot next year. He will be.
I know. The reason I called was, and the reason Donald Trump is so popular in DeSantis, which was up to like 26%, is now down to what, 12% or something like that. The people are getting so pissed off at the DOJ and everybody, these guys trying to get him out of the race. And convict him of a crime. And even Matt, I listened to Matt the last hour. He said, yes, and Donald Trump, the felon. And Matt knows he's not a felon. You know he's not a felon unless you're convicted, correct?
Well, he's charged with 91 felonies, Gary. Gary, let me ask you.
So, he's not convicted yet.
That's correct. Charged
with as factually speaking, he's not yet convicted. He perhaps will be.
Yes.
We only got a minute left, Gary. Do you think all those charges, like there's no merit to any of them, any of the 91 charges? This is all a witch hunt?
Well,
I mean, these are grand juries, Gary.
I know that, but if it's in his mind, he thinks that he won it, and he's telling the guys, find votes. Just look harder. Look underneath the rock. That's not a crime, and he will not be convicted of this. I'm just telling you.
Gary, do you still support Donald right now? Who do you support? You've had the benefit of a debate, and you know who Trump is. Who do you support right now?
I don't think anybody, any Democrat, any Republican can run against the Democrats and stand up to the stuff that they put people through than Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the only guy that we have left because DeSantis would just bow down.
So you would vote for Donald Trump, Gary? Is that Donald Trump your guy? Is that a yes? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Well, there's candor. Come back, more devils.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The devil's advocates. Because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, doing some post-debate hangover discussion. I want to get your thoughts, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient when she see you stacking up. Before we get back to him, I want to address what Gary said before he hung up. Our conservative friend, Gary.
Well, he hasn't hung up. He's still in the queue. He's still there.
Okay. Who said that he's still going to vote for Trump. And he says, you know, his belief that Trump's the only one who can stand up to what these Democrats are going to throw at him. Well, these aren't the Democrats. This isn't Joe Biden. I know you think, well, this is Joe Biden's just Department of Justice. Joe Biden is not the one pushing the buttons on this. He's just not. I know you may think it is, maybe because you're used to how Bill Barr was lap dancing for Donald Trump when he was the AG, but that's not how it's going right now. And these are charges and evidence put forth in front of grand juries. Many of those folks, I guarantee you, are Trump supporters. They can't not be. There's mega people in those grand juries as well. And you're right. We don't know. I mean, they'll present. They found enough evidence to charge, and now we'll go to trial, and we'll see. But to get all hot, he's not a felon yet. Well, he's charged with 91 felonies. The odds are, given the federal government's track record, he'll probably be convicted of some of those felonies. You know what I'm saying? So, and regardless of that, as Chris Christie said, this action, this behavior is what beneath the presidency, and you're gonna want to put that guy back in office based on what? Because he can absorb the abuse from the Democrats. It doesn't even make any sense to me.
Dominic, some of the texters also took notice of Gary's comments. One has an analogy of sorts. Let's see if we agree. Wes from Middleton texts in, if it's in my mind that Kohl's owes me the clothes that I shoplifted, does that mean that I can fight my lifetime ban and redeem my Kohl's cash? Not very solid ground you're building your Trump defense on there, Gear Bear. And by the way, Wes points out, this is hyperbole. I very much am welcomed at any Kohl's location. Yeah, you and Scott Walker. Here's a little bit more. Does Gary really have that much hate in his heart? Or maybe he knows in his heart of hearts that in Trump's mind that every woman wants him, even when they say no. Right? Is that his legal defense against the sexual assault allegations?
Well, when you're a big star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
One other said, F Gary. And here's one. Gary is pro-rapist. Not F Gary. Gary, we've broken bread with Gary. We know Gary. Gary has come out to the events before. I have done play-by-play as Gary climbed a ladder on Brady Street. We were doing a live show one day. It was a little scary watching Gary on a ladder. And he made it to the top.
He's a hard-working man.
Gary has told us with candor, apparently Donald Trump's still his man. And we see this in all the polling, Dom. This debate last night, we're going to get to the phones momentarily. Please be patient. But we see this over and over, all the polls. Donald Trump overwhelmingly has the support of the Republican base, and really effectively nobody else. 844-967-2789. Trucker Dean from Ladysmith out there in the world. How you doing, Trucker Dean?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, I'm doing well. Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing well.
Good.
I guess what I'm going to use Gary's idea, and I guess if I think I have $2 million in the bank, I can get out of this hot damn truck and retire, right? I can just go to the bank and write me a check. Well, that how that works, Gary?
That I know it doesn't seem like logic when you really lay it out there in sort of a linear form, but somehow it's the logic that makes sense to approximately 71% of the Trump base, because they believe Trump over clergy, over friends and family, and certainly over Dom and Crute. I mean, Gary saw the best the Republicans had to offer last night. And really, I thought it was a substantive debate of sorts on the Foxy News, and came away thinking, Trump's my guy.
I didn't see the debates, but I heard Nikki Haley and Chris Christie did a fairly fine job, had some good points, some points I could agree with. But believing something that is just pulling you out of the air just isn't happening. It doesn't happen in the real world.
They have more faith in Trump than in God and Jesus Christ, Trucker Dean.
I've got faith in Jesus Christ. You know, but I don't have faith in my bank account having $2 million in it.
I would not try rolling up in the drive-thru and making that sort of withdrawal then. They're not going to let you off just because you felt like you did.
I'm just asking questions. Can I have $2 million, please? But here's
wait,
the,
I
here's
let
the,
CJ in. I broke the seal, CJ.
Let's give CJ some time. You know how it is. Let me just make.
Well, I did. We're running up against the heartbreak. That's why I picked for now for CJ. But continue, please.
I don't believe that Donald Trump believes. You know what I'm saying? The guy is the consummate BS artist, you guys.
How do we know that?
If Donald Trump tells you something is true, believes in something, you can assume that he does not believe in that thing.
In
fact, you are better off in those odds being the total 100% contrarian to anything Donald Trump says, and you will probably be right.
If you'll recall, there is public testimony through the J6 committee hearings. Who is the young lady that worked for Mark Meadows?
Cassidy Hutchinson.
Yes, thank you very much. It is my memory telling me that Cassidy Hutchinson, in her testimony, said effectively, I can't believe we lost to effing Joe Biden. That's what Trump said to Meadows.
I can't believe I lost to this guy, something like that.
Very embarrassed by the notion that he lost to Joe Biden. But that's also an acknowledgement. He lost to Joe Biden. He lost. Come back. If you listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show, you're always a winner. Generally a winner. 844-967-2789. I got to admit, though, thank you for sharing the cookies last night. As delicious as they looked, I could have had diabetes right there in the air. I think the only reason I would have lost weight otherwise, foot amputation. Come back, more Devils.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NIT Light.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of a low around 64, overnight under cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow daytime highs approaching 84. Chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night lows around 58, partly cloudy. Mid-70s, Saturday, upper 70s, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, that makes it Friday Eve. Thank goodness, Dom, the weekend's coming. Because I hear some overdid it last night. Little pre-debate party at the Roman Coin. Had fun, Terry. Thank you very much. Had fun with a lot of you fine people. You can always join us on the phones. Tell us how you like it up here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789. But be patient. They're stacked. And I broke the seal. And I don't know why, but I'm going back to you, CJ. Let's play nice today. First and foremost, did you watch the debate and or the Trump address? And what were your impressions?
Both.
Who'd you like?
I'd say if any of those candidates, any of them, believe in the policies that gave us 1.8% inflation and 6.8% GDP, growth domestic product, and we would be safer. And I don't understand how you gentlemen can think that this president, now that we're almost
you're off track. Tell us who you like. Don't Biden crap. They didn't even do that at the debate. They were pretty respectful. I acknowledged. I thought it was a substantive debate. Let's have one now, CJ. Who'd you like, okay, man? Don't tell me what you don't like about Biden. Tell me what Nikki you do Haley? Like about the Republicans.
Nikki Haley, loved her. I believe she's right. I'm pro-life, but I know realistically we've got to come to a consensus across the country. And I'm more like 13 weeks instead of 15. But
okay,
if the Republicans don't do that, they're going to struggle winning any elections.
What about Ramaswamy? So, how'd you like the upstart, the ChatGPT guy?
Well, I tell you what, he definitely has a lot of great ideas. He's a self-made billionaire, and he knows that our
spirit is broken for this country. And I think he has a lot of good policies other than his foreign policy, like Nikki Haley pointed out.
CJ, you know, if I may, Ramaswamy suggested that what people not be able to vote until they're 25 years old. You think that's going to be a winning policy for the youth?
Well, I think he's right though. We need an ordinary civil test on knowledge.
How about a poll tax
about our country? How about
a poll tax? How about, you know, just so you got a little skin in the game, you got to pay a little money to vote at the polls. A little poll tax.
I don't know.
You realize
pretty minimal.
No.
But,
the answer is no. Those are bad things, CJ. Those are historically, those are the way they used to disenfranchise black voters and minority voters and poor voters. They would either require a test or they would require monetary. You'd have to pay
so
for the right to vote.
Crudy, Dom, you think so little of the black community that they couldn't follow instructions?
Dude,
what? Required.
Hang on. Wow.
Bye,
that's
CJ.
Not even a point, CJ.
Not at all what we've said. And in fact, you misconstrue history, CJ. Try reading it, man. So apparently.
Well, I would also point out Nikki Haley and CJ said he loved Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley pointed out, and CJ, if you were, you know, still around and being cordial, we could have had this conversation. Calling out the Republicans, calling out the Donald Trump for what? Adding $8 trillion to the national debt. $8 trillion to the national debt during the Trump administration. Apparently, Nikki Haley had some problems with that. I wonder if the Republicans do.
The guy that did bother me quite a bit was this Vivek or whatever, Ramaswamy. At one point, we do be patient, callers. We'll get back to you. 844-967-2789. Here is where he lost me. Cut number 13, if you would.
Mike, why don't you say this? Join me in making a commitment that on day one you would pardon Donald Trump. I'm the only candidate on the stage who had the courage to actually say it. That is how we move our nation forward.
I don't know
and
why
turn the page
you assume
forward.
That Donald
exactly
Trump
right.
will be convicted of these crimes.
How about a little bit more of Mike Pence? Cut number 14, please.
But the American people deserve to know that the president asked me in his request that I reject or return votes unilaterally, power that no vice president in American history had ever exercised or taken. He asked me to put him over the Constitution. And I chose the Constitution, and I always will. I had no right to overturn the election, and Kamala Harris will have no right to overturn the election when we beat them in 2024.
And you know something shocking? I was listening to right-wing talk radio today, and I heard them supporting Mike Pence, effectively saying, reinforcing the message that, you know, you can't just have the VP overturn the election. And what if that had happened in 2016 when Joe Biden was the vice president and he just said, you know what, Trump won the Electoral College, but we choose Hillary instead. I was a little surprised to hear right-wing talk radio effectively say the vice president doesn't have this power because Donald Trump went out last night and effectively said, sure he does. Sure he does. Should have done it if he had courage. That's what he says every time, right?
Yes.
So I was actually a little proud of the former vice president, only in that, you know, the guy standing up for the Constitution and the oath he gave. You know, that was the other part. Pence said, I put my hand on the Bible and I swore an oath to the Constitution and my God. And if you are a man and you believe in such thing, does God come before party? How does that work in the Republican Party? You know, if you make a pledge to God and the Constitution. But, you know, your boss, Donald Trump, says, just throw it all away. Well, I don't know if the Constitution was enough of a guardrail or if it was the advice of Dan Quayle. But eventually, Mike Pence came to the conclusion he wasn't going to go against God. And I have to admit, I was a little proud of the former vice president because he was getting his ass booed on that stage. I mean, these 4,000 or 5,000 Republicans supportive in the actual arena booed
by Republicans who what are they booing? They're booing the fact that Mike Pence put the Constitution above his fealty to Donald Trump. Boo! I mean, when you take the oath and you talk about the Constitution, you talk about patriotism and all those things, isn't that exactly what you want from an elected official? You know what I mean? And boo, boo! It is a cult, man. It is a straight up cult.
One more from Pence. We'll just clean up the Pence sound. Cut 15. He did have a bit of a disclaimer for Trump, though. Cut 15.
Now look, I've made it clear. I had hoped that the issues surrounding the 2020 election and the controversies around January 6th had not come to this, had not come to criminal proceedings. I would rather they had been resolved by the American people and the American people alone. But no one's above the law, and President Trump is entitled to the presumption of innocence that every American is entitled to, and we will make sure and extend that to him.
Until he's convicted, and then we call him a felon, Gary.
Then he's a felon.
967-2789. I think Karina's been the most patient. Karina from Milwaukee, welcome. What do you got for
Hi,
us?
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry. Yesterday, the lady in the red dress, it's me.
Yay! I love Karina. Oh. You brought the cookies.
Yes. I'm sorry. I know you, and I completely forgot that you don't know how I look like. So when you were talking today, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. But I'm glad that you like the cookies. And you know what? You were talking about debates yesterday in Trump. Well, he didn't sign the paperwork, which saying that no matter what, he's going to support his Republican other candidates. He said that he doesn't want to support anybody but himself. So, I mean, if this is something, I don't care about you. Because I'm not going to support people who's a member of my party. This is why he's not there. One of the reasons, I guess. And he said that he's refusing to sign this paperwork. I don't know if you knew about it, guys, but it's a very interesting fact that the person is such a self-centered.
Easy, Karina.
We better cut her short. You know, she's searching for a FCC of suitable word. Karina, the cookies were excellent. So very nice to meet you yesterday during the live radio broadcast at the Roman Coin. She came in, berry cookies.
I know.
And we were on the air. We were like acknowledging and talking and acknowledging. And then you gave all the cookies away. Karina, you know, Dom didn't share a single one of the cookies with Crudy.
What?
I think you were worried that I was going to get diabetes right on the air, but I didn't get this. I saw you walk over to the
cookies, man.
The great news was
several left.
Others enjoyed your wonderful cookies, but Karina, I'll look forward
to it. I enjoyed the wonderful cookies. I finally got a cookie.
Yeah, thanks for not sharing. 844-967-2789.
To Karina's point, there is an absolute lack of what? Teamwork, loyalty. I mean, Donald Trump is not loyal to anything except Donald Trump. He's not going, and whether or not he actually signs the document or doesn't sign a document, says he'll support, you know, says he won't support, it's all irrelevant. The man will change his mind on a whim. It's not worth the paper that it is written on. He has no character. He has no spine. He has no center. He is Donald Trump. He is that. He's that guy. So whether or not he signs it, you know, the Republicans, they cut the deal. They decided this is what they want. They want this megalomaniac, narcissist, strong man to push their agenda. Hell, they got the Supreme Court, right? It's all about the courts, right, Mitch? They got what they wanted, and now as expected, he's tearing that party apart and certainly pushing the limits on our institutions as we struggle with how to deal with a guy like that. I don't think it's as much of a struggle as some other people do, but that's where we're at.
Dominic, thanks, Karina. On the text line, thanks, Karina. I ate one of the cookies. Someone texted in. Somebody else said, I gave Crudy $60 and Dom $40 last night. That is true. And
thank
all of that
drinks.
Money was invested Steve from 3.5 blocks away. Steve, we had a good time investing that money in the Roman coin and friendships and a few bucks for tips. But I can assure you, I walked out of that joint, no money in my pockets.
Cash only, baby.
844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cindy.
Well, your caller a little while ago that said that people should have to take a test before they can vote. How about our people that are running for president take a test on how well they know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
Great point. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think most of them, did you watch any of the debate last night, Cindy? Do you think most of them would pass the test?
I'd rather walk on hot coals, so I did not watch it. But I doubt any of them would have passed. So a couple of them might come close, but for them to all pass with flying colors, I don't think any of them would.
Cindy, appreciate you listening to us.
I don't know.
We're easier on you than hot coals.
Barely.
I think that there was plenty of intelligence.
Smart people up there, man. Come on. Yeah, there's some smart people on that stage, whether or not you believe in their politics or their faith or whatever it is. You can't deny that there are some intelligence. If not street smart, certainly book smart.
You know why we could answer that, Cindy? Because Donald Trump was not on the stage last night. If any of them had trouble passing a constitutional, a civics exam, if you will, of course it'd be Trump. What can you do?
Whatever I say, I'm the president. I make the laws. I am the king. I mean the president.
I don't want to talk about the amendments. I like all the amendments. The amendments, all of them, very, very, very important to me. The Bill of Rights, very important to me, but it's very private. It's very private.
Come back with us. Don't be an American idiot. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Many of you have opinions today, and we love it when you do. Plenty of time for your calls. Bring them up. Again, 844-96-PARTY.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. What's your takeaway from the big events last night? Let's keep going down the list. I believe Jack from the Mac, you will be next. Thanks for calling, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Now, first of all, I don't know how we can deal with it. The guys like Gary and CJ, they call and they seem rational. I think one of them called into an earlier show. Yes, I am a fan. Yes, I do listen pretty regularly during the day. And I said something like, Trump was such a great president. From the day he took office, the unemployment rate was low, the GDP was high, the inflation rate was low. Wait a minute. From the day he took office, so who is really responsible for that? They drink more of the Kool-Aid. The Justice Department is weaponized. No, it's not. The Georgia grand jury. Georgia? Excuse me? I'm willing to bet that there were a fair number of Trump supporters on that grand jury. And, it just goes on and on. I think that my takeaway from last night, and I couldn't bring myself to listen to the whole thing, but my takeaway from last night was this. All the candidates were very supportive of Mike Pence's decision, basically not to try to overthrow our government. I mean, right. Yes, they said, Mike, you did the right thing. But not one of them said anything like, I condemn the attempt to overthrow our government.
I think Chris Christie did. Chris Christie was right there as a former federal prosecutor. I mean, he was the him and Pence were the least popular people in the bowl last night, the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. But there were times when he stood up effectively. Let's drop one of them for you. Cut number 22, I believe. This might not be the only one, but here's Chris Christie, played for the people.
Whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
And there were times where I think he stood up for the legality in the Constitution. That's the only clip we really have of Christie addressing it. But, Jack, I think there was he was the exception, let's put it that way. Ramaswamy? Let's pardon the guy. For sure. And you know, it was funny because Pence even said, you know, before you pardon a guy, first and foremost, he has to be convicted. Above and beyond that, he should show contrition. And then you ask for a pardon. And in most states, it takes like 5 years, Jack. Well, in other words, Ramaswamy is effectively saying Trump is guilty and must be pardoned. Whether he realizes that's the thing he's acknowledging or not, Jack, that was pointed out last night.
Well, yeah, the Republican Party, basically, if they want to gain my trust again, they've absolutely got to do something about things, people like the fake electors and the people that planned this. Throw them out of the party and say, look, we condemn all this stuff. This is incredibly terrible. This is an attack not just on our government, but on our democracy. Until they do that, I will never trust another Republican candidate for a major office again.
Well, Jack, you seem like a pretty reasonable guy, all things considered. I mean, maybe a rebrand if they just call themselves the Whigs or something.
There's a
just
problem.
Change their name.
Everybody's involved.
We're X now. We're X. We're not Twitter. We're not Republicans. We're X now.
We got to have like 2X, double X, you know, triple X. Rana, the party chair, what's her name?
Rona Romney McDaniel.
Romney's
but
kid.
She dropped
right,
the
right.
Romney part. Right. That's a so niece,
she,
I think.
She was making calls, right? I mean, who the shorter list of who in the Republican Party, from the national party to the state parties, who wasn't involved in some way, shape, or form? If you weren't taking the calls from Rudy or Trump, right, you were certainly carrying the water, spreading the rumors, spreading the big lie. Oh, my God, Trump, he lost this election. I can't believe you guys think Trump would have won the election. He got handed a great economy from Obama. Thank you, Jack. Great point. You know, that's easy. Passed a huge tax cut and did the terrible thing. Most thing you could do is ignore the pandemic and downplay it. He told Woodward all about it. You know, told his kid, apparently, the American people, not so much. Why? Because he knew he had an election coming up and it was going to be tough. That's why he planted that seed corn real early. Oh, we have mail-in ballots. We're never going to win an election again. Yeah, more people engage in the process. If more people exercise their self-governance, you're damn right, because no one would vote for you, not for the things that you do. And you crash the economy. And then you lie to all your followers. You ransack the Capitol, man. This isn't hard, folks. This is really pretty easy. It's right in front of us. So you can't rebrand. Everyone's involved.
You sure you can't just call yourself something different? Now I'm T-Bone. 844-967-2789.
Can't give yourself your own nickname, Crudy.
Cameron from Nina. Welcome, Cameron. What's your thoughts?
Hi, Cameron.
Hey, right. So I watched the entire debate yesterday, and I do think that it went better than when it was Trump Pence against Kamala and Biden 2 years ago. But Vivek is a psychopath, and for anyone that is in their 20s or younger that's listening to this, he's not our guy. I do not want someone that is supposed to represent us solely based off of them being a billionaire and their age being around my age being the reason that you vote for them. That's foolish. No one up there really talked about any sort of policy. They dropped all the keywords that they possibly could, from woke to Hunter Biden. DeSantis is not, I usually say lizard or android when I'm talking to you guys, but that dude was getting his muscles rearranged by the Botox in his face like he was a damn Etch-a-Sketch. And I don't, I really, like, the two up there that had any kind of integrity at the debate specifically was Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. I was impressed by both of them, minus Nikki Haley's stuff with trans. It just didn't seem like it was, I don't know, it just seemed really random to even bring up in the first place. But
I'm going to cut you short, Cameron, only because we've got some severe weather in some of our viewing and listening areas. Severe thunderstorm warning for southern Milwaukee County and southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County in southeastern Wisconsin, and southeastern Waukesha County until 5:30 p.m. The hazard, 60-mile-per-hour wind gust and quarter-size hail. Be careful out there. There are severe storms in WRJN land and WAUK land. Be careful in southeastern Wisconsin. Come on back, though. The happier, happy hour will keep you abreast of the news, the sports, the weather, and how Dom's hangover is progressing. Hour two
That's
is
great.
Next.
Thank you. The happier, feeling better happier. Every minute.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Before I